Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me he will.
Hey, hey, it is Wednesday, June the 8th, 2022. Over the hump day Wednesday. Hallelujah. I thank you for listening to my broadcast for over the years that I've been on. It doesn't matter what crowd of people I have, one or two, if I have gotten the word of God to you, amen, amen. We still living with COVID in our world today, and we also have a amount of problems with mass shootings from, you know, with children, kids at school, people on the streets. Hallelujah. But I know God is a living God, and he does what he says he's going to do. We just pray for those that and lost their lives in mass shootings and death on the streets against one another. Lord, we just put the cover, the blood of Jesus over them. Amen. My day's word of encouragement is stability in a rocky world. Coming from John 17:15 from the New Language Translation, it stays. It says, I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but to keep them safe from the evil one. When Jesus left this earth, he would leave his disciples behind in a hostile world. They were not of the world yet living in it, and that made for rocky days ahead. Although our lives are filled with things that Peter, James, and John never heard of, we're in the same world as those first disciples. A fallen world. A world that wants to carry on unhindered by God and opposes believers. We may face extreme persecution, or we may just be the butt of jokes, excluded, or criticized. But Jesus didn't pray for us to be taken out of this mess. He prayed for stability in the mess. He prayed for protection. And something more, I pray that they will be, we'll all be one. As you are in me, Father, I am in you. And may they be in us. May they experience such perfect unity that the world would know that you sent me and that you love them as much as you love me. That's John 17:21, verses 21-23, New Language Translation. Our world can be an unholy mess. Even so, we can be grounded in the one who loves us before this world ever existed. And I'm talking about, you know, God has been fighting for us for a long time. Isn't it time that we show some kind of stability of upholding the word for others as he has for us? Think about it. I am Sister Faye. That is my word of encouragement for the day. And may the Holy Spirit be with you. May you walk in peace. Like I said, I pray for the mass shooting victims, all gunshot victims that have occur, those that have lost life and those that have survived. You know, I have a neighbor, her grandson was shot at a graduation party a couple of days ago, and he's surviving. They did not move the bullet from him in fear of that, you know, it may do more damage or the bullet may move. I'm just saying be concerned because I'm praying that God will intervene on that issue, guns and gun violence. So it could have been my child. It could have been your child. And this was at a party, graduation party. So it doesn't matter what party you be at. I know that even in church there was mass shootings. But no matter where we are, we got to remember that God will step in and God will deliver us. Amen? Amen. Again, I am Sister Faye. God bless you and may your day be wonderful and peaceful. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you.